Ah, delinquents, and welcome back to another episode of We the People Live. Have you not been listening to me? This is literally episode 80 of all my episodes that I've done. This is episode 80. And since episode 1, I've been preaching what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, delinquents, my delinquent army? What have I been preaching? You're allowed your own decisions? Yes. You could have your own opinion? Yes. You could, you know, feel how you want to feel about whatever you want to feel about at the time that you want to feel it, right? Yes. So when I say do not make any of your decisions based on race, religion, gender, sexual preference, that's, you know, everybody agrees to that, right? Yes. So race is the first one. Why are we still having race problems in 2020? This race baiting shit and this, you know, Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter versus Everybody Matters, blah, 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 shit needs to fucking stop. No one is arguing with the verdicts or what happened to fucking George Floyd. No one is saying, oh, man, good for him. So glad he's out, blah, blah, blah. He's blah, blah, blah. There is no excuse for what happened to George Floyd. Absolutely not. And I hope all those fucking cops serve fucking time and then they serve time in hell for the shit that happened to that man. No one is against that. No one is saying that Black lives don't matter. However, if someone says Black lives matter, and then you come back with all lives matter, you don't get the fucking gist of the whole fucking conversation. All right. Now, I honestly think people are utilizing the Black Lives Matter movement to riot and loot until, you know, the National Guard came in. And they were like, oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. So rioting's calmed down. Looting has calmed down, and now it's just peaceful fucking protests. Thank fucking God. But all of a sudden, we have to fucking refund or defund all the fucking police in the United States because of the actions of these fucking cops? And I don't want to hear the fucking excuse either. Oh, just a couple bad apples. Don't let one bad apple ruin the whole bunch. That's exactly what's happening right fucking now. But this is what I have to say about the bad apple, okay? When you have a job in serving and protecting, and you're a fucking police officer, there shouldn't be any bad apples. There shouldn't be anything like the shit that we saw. There shouldn't be any fucking racism involved in, you know, serving and protecting. Could you imagine the fucking Black Lives Matter movement right in your fucking face, and you're a fucking black cop, and you're just sitting there like, what the fuck? These people don't get it. So are black cops racist also? Is that how that fucking works? You guys are fucking tripping on the fucking narrative that people want you to fucking believe. Oh, that sounds very conspiracy theorist of you to say, Sarge, do you even know what you're fucking talking about? I do know what I'm fucking talking about. Because you could preach this shit. And look at all these politicians out there. They're fucking bending the knee. And they're, you know, reciting some fucking, repeat after me. I will not use my blah, 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 blah. What the fuck is that going to do? But then when the actual leaders of Black Lives Matter actually say, oh, defund the police, they're going to be like, no, no, no. We get a lot of funding from the government to fund police. Well, why don't you do this, that? No. How about you change, you know, socioeconomic standings and rules and regulations and stuff like, oh, we're not going to do that. The only thing that they're going to do, the only laws that are going to change are laws that already fucking still exist. We're going to go in a fucking loop and this shit's going to happen. Okay. Cause cops are not the fucking problem. You understand? Cops are not the fucking problem. And, for a whole movement to be like, you know, defund the police or borderline deactivate the police, especially with all this shit that's happening. What the fuck's going to happen when, you know, they're needed and they are needed in abundance? Your house is getting robbed. Yes. 911. How may I help you? Yeah. My house is, getting robbed right now as we speak. There's men downstairs. Can you tell me their color, sir? I don't know what their color is. Why does that matter? Because we can't send the opposite color to deal with those people. Because if they do something wrong, then we're going to have just race riots all over again. They're just robbing my house. Can you just send somebody? No, we can't. We will send you thoughts and prayers. We have defunded our police department and we are starting over from scratch. Listen, if someone, this is what you do. All right. For those of you that think that you have this, like, white privilege, all right? This is what you do. You don't fucking bend the knee and repeat whatever the fuck someone says to, you know, renounce your fucking subjugated automatic racism that is instilled in you because you have white skin. Okay? This is it's fucking skewed. All right? I'm not saying that white privilege doesn't exist to a certain extent, and socioeconomically, I'm sure it does. In law enforcement, I don't think so as much as people think it does. Okay? Because there's plenty of fucking black cops out there. Like an abundance of fucking black cops. Are they more racist towards white, you know, perpetrators? I don't think so. But okay. The only thing I could think of that would have changed in my circumstance when it comes to white privilege is with this whole George Floyd thing. If I was there, I might not have got shot as fast if I would have jumped on that fucking cop's back. Possibly. Because I would have ran that motherfucker over. Literally. I'm sure maybe if somebody of color, you know, started charging that cop, they might have been shot. They might have been maced or tased, but I probably could have gotten a little bit closer to that cop than a person of color for maybe half of a second. That's the only thing I could think of. And that half of a second might have made a difference. But when it comes to white privilege, this is how I would utilize white privilege. I wouldn't, like I said, don't fucking bend the knee and kiss fucking Black Lives Matter protesting boots and, you know, say, I'm sorry for 400 years. First of all, do not fucking put race relations back 400 fucking years, because that's not the fucking case. That automatically eclipses Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Rosa Parks, the fucking Civil War. Side note, London, you defaced the Abraham Lincoln statue with BLM, Black Lives Matter hashtags and spray paint. And you also did it to Winston Churchill's thing, saying Winston Churchill is a racist. Now, when it comes to bigotry, yeah, maybe Winston Churchill, but Winston Churchill literally fought off the fucking Nazis, and Abraham Lincoln is the great emancipator of African Americans. So why would you deface that shit? I don't understand it. And there's also a fucking memorial, 85th Cavalry or something, and that was a black unit during the Civil War. Yeah, it commemorates all of them. And that was defaced with BLM. I think people are using BLM as a fucking veil to, I don't know, break into buildings, loot. Oh, and don't come at me and say, oh, this violence is justified. You don't justify violence in the name of Black Lives Matter when you give zero fucks who the fuck George Floyd is. You want your new fucking Jordans? And I saw fucking white people out there. I saw black people out there. I saw fucking Mexican people out there. They just wanted free shit. Okay, what the fuck did Target do? Anyone? Bueller? When you hide behind a fucking literal meaningful movement like BLM, and there are good fucking people there, but then you loot and you riot, it makes zero sense. So now that the rooting and the rioting has calmed down, there's still people out there thinking that, you know, this is just a race thing. No, there's people on all sides here. And when I say all sides, I mean everybody fucking agrees that what happened to George Floyd was fucking horrible. Not acceptable. Shouldn't happen. So when it comes to the white privilege, all right, let me just say that me saying that white privilege exists is me admitting that black people are inferior, and I'm not going to fucking do that. It's not going to fucking happen, and especially not for me. Well, that's you being ignorant to, you know, your white race. Oh, yeah? Let me tell you a Cliff Note version here, motherfuckers. Listen, all right? What do you know? You're not black. Yeah, but I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish. And Jews were fucking slaves when Africa was full of pharaohs and shit. Black people were pharaohs once upon a time. The Jews were slaves thousands of fucking years ago. Yeah, well, that was thousands of years ago. You don't know what it's like anymore. The Holocaust was 70 fucking years. So if anybody could understand the fucking trials and tribulations of the Black Civil Rights Movement, it's the Jews of the fucking world. And I understand. And no one is saying that what happened to George Floyd was validated. And I don't think the violence that is happening due to George Floyd is justified. It's not fucking justified. It's not fucking justified. People are fucking swinging this fucking narrative left and right, making it black and white. It's not fucking black and white. We know better. Everybody fucking knows better. Yeah, sure, there's a couple fucking dumbasses out there, but statistically, honestly, race is not as big of an issue anymore as it used to be. 2008, black president. Oh, okay. Well, maybe we're not racist. 2012, reelected. Okay. 2016, Donald Trump. All of a sudden, America's fucking racist again. Sit the fuck down, pick up a book, and read it twice. I don't give a fuck what book it is. Just let your fucking brain start working. Because you see whatever you see on the fucking news, and it just spins you in whatever fucking direction that it wants you to spin to their fucking narrative. Okay? Are there racist cops? Probably. Should that be a thing? It should not be a thing. Are bad apples okay? No, bad apples are not okay. But what if there's bad apples in the police department? Should that fucking trickle down to every fucking police department ever in the history of ever? No, it should not. It should not. You weed out what's wrong. So this is how I would use white privilege if I admitted that white privilege did. Okay? Because I won't, because I will never say that black people are inferior to white people. That's what you get when you say white. It's just some weird fucking subconscious thing when you fucking put white privilege and then in front of anything, and then people admit white privilege, that automatically sets fucking color lines. It's starting to storm outside because I think this conversation is going to spark some blowback, which is fine because I'm willing to talk to whoever about whatever. But okay, white privilege. All right, it's skewed. All right, this is what should happen. All right, for you white privilege motherfuckers. So instead of, you know, kissing boots or doing what Nancy Pelosi and other congressmen did and get like kente fucking rags from Africa, where they have no idea what the fuck that shit means in the first fucking place. So you get African garb and you fucking get on your knees and you're silent for 8 hours and 8 minutes and 30 fucking seconds. Okay, that doesn't do shit. Okay, that's a show. Because they could say, oh, we're with you. Oh, Black Lives Matter. Oh, we're going to take a knee. Oh, we're going to kiss your boot. Oh, we're going to wear your fucking clothes. But then when the leaders of these said movements push an agenda like defunding the police, they're going to look at you and fucking laugh because it's not going to fucking happen. They're going to put on this fucking show and it's going to be televised and everyone's going to see it. And, you know, Black Lives Matter protesters are going to be like, wow, we're actually doing something. But then when you want that change to happen, it's not going to fucking happen. And the change that you do see already fucking exists. And the same shit's going to happen because there's always going to be bad cops. Always. All right. But those bad cops, let me be clear here. There are cops, right? Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. Actually, the cops that were fucking there with George Floyd, I think one was Hispanic, one was white, one was Asian, you know? But what was I fucking going to say? God damn it. Yeah, there's always going to be bad cops. There's always going to be fucking bad apples, blah, blah, blah. Look at the statistics when it comes to the violence of shit, okay? When a white cop does something to a black man or a black person, that is fucking thrown. I mean, it's media. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking blown out of proportion. And sometimes it's validated. Sometimes. Because believe it or not, there are people of color out there that are bad people. Just like there are people of color, you know, that are not bad people. Okay? So the Ahmaud Arbery and fucking Garner and George Floyd, whenever a white cop does something to a black person, it is fucking televised. It's mainstream media. It's blah, blah, blah. Black cop does something to a white guy. Nothing. White guy, black guy, nothing, nothing. It's only based on certain aspects. You have to fucking check mark the boxes. So media, when I say don't base any decisions on race, religion, gender, or sexual preference, they literally base all of their shit on race, religion, gender, in sexual preference when it comes to the fucking hit counter and how many people are going to be clicking into that fucking channel to see what racist shit happened fucking today. And that's fucked up. So white privilege, here we go. This is what we're going to do with white privilege. This is what I would do. Okay. You need to infiltrate shit. Okay? Take your white privilege, all right, and infiltrate Antifa and tear it apart from the inside and report it from the inside. Or infiltrate the fucking KKK. I was tempted to fucking do this at one point, being Jewish. Not gonna lie. And fucking tear that shit apart from the fucking KKK. If you see something, fucking say something. You, chances are you guys are friends with a cop, or you're friends with a guy, or you're friends with some other fucking worker. And that person is racist as shit. And you being the friend, you're not going to say anything because you don't want them to lose your job, and you don't want them to lose your house, and you don't want them to lose your kids, and blah, 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 blah. Listen, there are people in every fucking profession that lean a certain way. They might drop the fucking N-bomb. I fucking hate that word. It's like the K word for Jews, okay? There are racist people all over the place. And the people that are closest to them are these motherfucking protesters that are walking down the street, but they're not going to throw their fucking friend under their bus, even though they fucking should. If you know somebody that is racist and they're doing a job that may or may not harm a person of color down the road, like a cop or a firefighter or a paramedic or a first responder of some sort, don't you think they should not be in the job they are? So what are you going to do about it? Are you just going to sit and kiss the fucking boots of Black Lives Matter protesters and take a fucking knee and chant, "Oh, I'm so sorry for my whiteness"? Or are you actually going to take your fucking white friends and throw them under the fucking bus because somewhere down the line, someone taught them to be a fucking racist? And that's what it is. Racism is taught. It is not instilled in your blood. You are not born hating white people, or you are not born hating fucking black people. It is fucking taught. It is fucking taught. And somewhere, some motherfucker taught these people. And these people should not be in the professions they are in if they deal directly in some sort of first responder unit or something like that. I don't even think soldiers, even if you are a soldier, I don't know many veterans that are fucking racist, because there's something about bleeding and sweating and hurting with people of color about while you're still wearing fucking green or whatever garb you're wearing. Army, Navy, you know, fucking Air Force, National Guard, fucking Marines, you know, so Coast Guard. Yeah, infiltrate the bad shit. You know what I mean? Just fucking infiltrate the fucking KKK, Antifa, the rioters and the fucking looters of the BLM that are throwing it under a bus. Because, I mean, yes, there were rioters and there were looters, and they were all colors, but I think the instigators were these Antifa motherfuckers, and the majority of them are white pieces of shit. MoneyFam86 says, "I'm a vet and I've seen all kinds of idiots, and hell yeah, I'm going to call anyone out." There you go, buddy. That's what I'm talking about, battle. See, we know. We know. We know. I mean, even if you go into the military slightly racist, I think it's just something where they save your life, or they take a bullet for you, or you take a bullet for them and they bring you back. Or I don't see racism in the military as much. Maybe when it comes to officers might, if anything was going to get through there, it's going to be the officers. I think officers have it a little bit easier. I'm not going to fucking, you know, throw officers under the bus, but I hate fucking, I'm going to go off a little tangent here. Officers, they go to college, right? And then all of a sudden they went, "Oh, I have a college education. I'm going to be an officer in the military." And then they get to the fucking unit. They're a fucking butter bar, which is second lieutenant. And they're trying to tell fucking sergeants that have been in the fucking military for 5 years already how to do their fucking job. Sit down, sir, you motherfucker. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh, God. You gotta pay attention to the wolves in sheep's clothing, okay? The people that blend in with this fucking Antifa crowd, you know? These people are dangerous as shit. Why am I seeing pallets of bricks and rock on these, you know, fucking protest routes? Where the fuck are they coming from? Who is putting these bricks there? They're smarter than you think. It's not just show up and fucking show out. It's more like they're going to go here, they're going to go here. We could talk to this guy. We could take advantage of kids. We can manipulate, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement to think that this is an actual fucking race war. It is not a fucking race war. Systematic racism. I have a very fucking hard time believing that shit, because it would put civil rights completely under the table from the 60s. It takes everything out of the fucking picture. Rosa Parks, gone. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, gone. Civil rights, fucking Selma, Tulsa, the fucking Civil War, gone. It just fucking eclipsed it. I refuse. There's going to be fucking bursts of bullshit. And you're going to see it because it's, you know, the media is automatically going to put that on the news. White versus black. Ah, white versus black. It's not cop kills guy. All right? You're always going to see that shit. Rodney King. That was fucking racism. Okay? George Floyd. Yeah. It's probably fucking racism. Okay? But it doesn't happen as much as people would make it seem to be for defunding every fucking police force in the nation. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me. We need to destroy this shit from the inside. These Antifa crowds, these instigators, these people pokers, you know? If you know a racist, and you do, we all fucking do, let them fucking know you know they're racist. Yes, and white people, you should not be throwing the fucking N-word out ever in life, like in general. Oh, I was just singing the lyrics to the song. No, I don't care. It's not okay. You gotta get your ass kicked. All right. I don't even think black people should be saying that name. It's like Jews saying the K word. Rhymes with hike. Yes. So I'm not gonna be saying the N word anytime soon. I don't even think black people should be saying the N word anytime soon because that stems from slavery. But yet you're throwing that name around like that doesn't fucking make a difference. You're calling each other that? Why the fuck do you do that? Yeah, I don't know. Make sure you guys report that shit. This kissing the boot things and bow and fucking rinse and repeat shit. It's and like some dumb motherfucker was like, shave your heads for Black Lives Matter. There are women walking around with bald heads because they're like, I'm going to shave my head in honor of Black Lives Matter. Will you do some fucking research, motherfucker? If you white and you got a shaved head and you don't have cancer, you're a fucking skinhead. It's not a fucking trait. It's not a fashion thing. I mean, every now and then, I'm sure there's some fashion motherfuckers out there who'll be like, oh, I'm just gonna shave my head, whatever. Start from scratch. You're going to be looked at in such a bad fucking light walking around with a shaved fucking head if you're a woman and you don't have fucking cancer. You're gonna be like, oh, it's automatic. It's just like, you know what? You're automatically going to be labeled as a fucking racist, which is horrible because, I mean, I'm sure your intentions were good, but, you're just ignorant and stupid because you believe whatever the fuck you see on the internet. You see one fucking hashtag, shave your head for Black Lives Matter, and you fucking shave your head thinking you're making a point, and it just makes us look worse, and it adds to the race war because there's a bunch of fucking white women out there with a fucking, with fucking, you know, shaved heads. Wear black pants and combat boots with red suspenders for Black Lives Matter. If you guys don't know what the fuck that looks like, you're ignorant because that is the straight skinhead fucking code. The neo-Nazi shit. You guys want to know what fucking racism is? There's a shit ton of the fucking... The Color Purple. Or fucking, you know, you watch Schindler's List. Or American History X. That's fucking racism. And we have come a long fucking way, and I will not let it be eclipsed. And I sure as shit know that George fucking Floyd doesn't want it to be eclipsed by dumb motherfuckers. The dude was peaceful. And by the way, that fucking video is suspect as shit. Now, I'm not making fucking excuses for the cops. I'm saying there were two cops, and then those two cops disappeared, and then four cops showed up in a different vehicle, and then they told the other two cops to disappear, and then... while those two cops checked on some other shit, those four cops did something to George in the back of the car, and then they brought him to the other side of the car, put him on the floor. What did they do to him in the back of the fucking car? And then fucking the ambulance shows up, and it's not even fucking paramedics. It's guys in fucking bulletproof vests. Cops show up in an ambulance in bulletproof vests, put fucking George on the gurney, and fucking put him in the ambulance. It's the most fucking weird shit I've ever seen in my fucking life. Look it up. I'm not into conspiracy theories as much as, you know, the next guy, but that George Floyd taping thing, why do you, okay, so he had a fake 20 and you need, he had a fake 20 and you need six cops to fucking answer that call of a fake $20 bill. And he wasn't even, you know, resisting like at all. He was completely fine. And the original two cops left the scene. It was their scene. I don't know. Look it up. It's fucking crazy shit. Something is fucking going on there with that whole George Floyd thing. But these fucking cops have been caught the fuck up. And hopefully they will go away for a very long time. And when they die, they will be going to hell. And Satan is going to get them fucked by Nazis. I don't give a shit. I don't fucking gorillas. I don't give a fuck what Satan does to them. But they're going to hell no matter what. Oh, God. Now, let's talk about the race thing again. All right, Drew Brees came under fire this week because he said that he'll never disrespect the flag. He loves the flag. He would never kneel for the flag because he has two grandfathers that fought in World War II, and he respects the flag and everything it stands for. And all of a sudden, you know, people are looking at that like that's a fucking racist thing to say. Why is being patriotic a racist thing to say? You guys realize that there are plenty of fucking African Americans. I'm not even going to say fucking African Americans anymore. Everyone's fucking American, all right? They're not from fucking Africa. The ones that are from Africa died like 200 fucking years ago, okay? We are all fucking Americans. We'll just say, I don't even want to say black and white. But for the purpose of fucking conversation, I will say black, white, colored, pink, purple, whatever the fuck. So there are many, like hundreds of thousands of black people that have served in the military that are ridiculously fucking patriotic that know what Drew Brees said was honorable. But for some reason, there are people twisting it like it's a fucking problem. Like LeBron James or Shannon Sharp saying what Drew Brees said is completely unforgivable. He said he respects the flag. What is wrong with respecting the flag? Oh, Lakers 2001. He said, fuck Drew Brees. Hey, Lakers 2001. You know, any of the Bulls from the 90s would have like just whooped that year's ass for the Lakers. I just want to say. Lakers 2001 is not a fan of Drew Brees because he's patriotic. But anyway, he redacted. Oh, they totally would have. Okay. All right. They're saying that the Lakers from 2001 can't beat any of the Bulls from the 90s. No, they can't. I'm saying they can't. Maybe they could beat like three of the teams, but you know, 2001 Lakers. I don't know. 2001 Lakers are good, but I don't know if they could beat all the Bulls teams. Cause honestly, Rodman shut Shaq down all the time. And I'm going off on a tangent here. I just told you, money fam. Rodman totally shut down fucking Shaq. That's why they fuck. Okay, money fam. But that's why they almost threw hands because Shaq had a really bad fucking game. Yes, it is true. It is accurate. Shaq fucking hates Rodman. It's all right though. Fine. Fuck it. You guys. I mean, you guys are a dynasty just like the 90s Bulls were, man. You guys got Magic and everything. And didn't Magic have AIDS in like the fucking 90s and he's still fucking kicking? So I don't know. What is going on with that? Does Magic have the cure for AIDS? Because if he does, I think he should share that shit. I know he could live with AIDS nowadays, but he contracted HIV, but he never got AIDS. Is that what the thing is? You stop it in the HIV phase and you don't got to worry about the AIDS. I wish we would just get rid of all these viruses altogether. Yeah. What happened to Corona, by the way? Is it fucking halftime? Is that what this whole racial divide is going on right now? Is it? It was fucking it's halftime right now. It's halftime. It's Corona halftime. Oh, God. Anyway, yeah. So, like I was saying, Drew Brees was saying something patriotic because his grandparents, blah, blah, blah. And somehow that was racist. Okay. I don't know why that was racist. It's racist to be patriotic. So he had to fucking pull his shit back and redact. He's like, I'm sorry for this. I meant no disrespect to the black community and blah, 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 blah. Why, man? I mean, does Drew Brees strike you as a racist person? Like at all? Like even a little bit? He's one of the fucking wholesome cornbread fed, you know, middle America fucking, you know, good boys. I don't know. I don't know why he had to give props and apologize. Maybe because he wanted his fucking job and shit. I don't know. It's dumb as fuck. I'm seeing all these fucking corporations now just, oh yeah, we stand with you and we admit it and everything's going to be fine. And I mean, people are leaving their gyms. Like, people are leaving their jobs and their corporations because they didn't state a policy on Black Lives Matter. So wait, let me see. So as a corporation, freedom of speech, if you say something, that's violence. If silence is also violence. So if you say nothing, then you're in trouble. And if you say something, then you're racist. You understand how everybody's getting pulled apart? There's no way that you could be like, oh, I stand with Black Lives Matter, but you're white. You're not allowed to say that. You got white privilege, blah, blah, blah. Or you say nothing and be like, what are you, racist? I don't understand why everyone's getting pulled in so many fucking different directions. No matter what you choose, you are wrong. You're just fucking wrong. You're just fucking wrong. So I just fucking just educate who you know, educate who you trust. Don't get in fucking arguments with random fucking people. If someone comes up to you and asks you as a protester, do Black Lives Matter? You say yes. That is the answer to do Black Lives Matter is fucking yes. The response is all lives matter. No. You don't fucking say that when someone says, do Black Lives Matter. You don't say, all lives matter. Because that's not the argument. No one is arguing that all lives don't matter. But Black people are at the forefront of all this shit right now. Now, all these corporations just fucking sucking dicks. And there's like mom and pop places that are boarding up their fucking windows because they're terrified of rioters and looters. And they're just like, yeah, we stand with BLM. We stand with Black Lives Matter. Or they're writing, you know, Black owned business on the fucking board so shit doesn't fucking happen to their store. Guess what? Shit happened to their fucking store. So for them to utilize George Floyd, like utilize BLM and stand behind George Floyd. No one, rioters and looters give zero fucks about who you stand with or in the color of your fucking skin. And that stems off into fucking just straight fucking violence. How many people have died since this whole fucking thing? A cop was shot. Many fucking people died. Many Black people died. There's a lot of Black on Black crime. And no one is saying Black lives don't matter. They do. Our country isn't systematically racist to the point that people think every aspect of society, economics, legislative, cops, from high to low, is systematically racist. You think everybody that you meet on the street that's a white person is just automatically hates Black people? Have you never seen an interracial couple in your fucking life? Do you guys realize that we're America? This is the fucking melting pot of the fucking world. Every nation, every aspect, everybody fucking comes here. And they all fuck. And we all get together and we're fucking Hindus and we're fucking Jews and Jews and Muslims are fucking and Black people and Mexicans are fucking and everybody knows that Puerto Ricans got big asses and, you know, Black people got big dicks apparently, but the Jews got great stamina. So everyone's mixing and matching. We're building the fucking perfect little mixed baby. We're just going to be a fucking we're just going to be a fucking mutt of the best that every nation has to fucking offer. And people are like, oh, racism. Yeah, racism. You get what you put into life. Okay. Now, when it comes to, you know, the cop shit and the systematically racist cop thing, there should be no bad cops. Like, everyone's like, oh, he's just a bad egg. He doesn't represent all of us. Like I said before, there shouldn't be any bad eggs. There's like zero bad eggs. When you protect and serve, when you're a cop, I don't give a fuck what your color is, there shouldn't be bad ones. There shouldn't be fucking any bad cops. Yep, Lakers 2001 is like, it exists, bro. Fuck cops. Man, I hear what you're saying. I understand the anger, but cops statistically kill more people not of color. So, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, cops that kill white people. Is that on the fucking news? And chances are a lot of these times it's in self-defense or these people are actually doing something wrong. George Floyd, no, there's no excuse for that. Rodney King, absolutely fucking not. No excuse for that. Garner, no excuse for that. The fucking rear naked choke, there's no excuse for that. Now, the cops definitely need to be relearned some shit. They go on power trips. They think they're fucking above a lot of shit and they push the fucking envelope and they need to be re-fucking educated or just straight up fucking fired. But is that because of racism or is that because they're, you know, That's a fucking power trip. Lakers 2001. Racism is the issue in this fucked up world. It is. Because everybody wants it to be. But it shouldn't be. Race should never be a fucking issue when it comes to fucking anything. We're all here. It's not okay. And Lakers 2001, your president got us all divided. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think it was Trump that did this. Trump did not start racism. Do you not remember Joe Biden saying, if you don't know who to vote for between him and Trump, then you ain't black? He said that like literally a week before all this shit fucking popped off. Joe Biden, dumb bitch ass, is saying, if you don't know who you're voting for, then you ain't black. Like it's automatically determined that Democrats are supposed to vote for colored, you know, like colored people are supposed to vote Democratic, like automatically, because that's where the funding comes from. And that's where the internal revenue comes from. And this, the fucking socioeconomic standing. Okay. People know better. We fucking know better. We fucking know better. This Black Lives Matter, systematic racism, whites are racist, white privilege shit. This is what the narrative wants you to believe. Okay. These motherfuckers are not journalists out there on all these fucking media outlets. They're not journalists. Journalists take facts and they tell you the truth and they tell you exactly how things portrayed and they're not biased. That's how journalists are supposed to work. All these dumb motherfuckers out there, Chris Cuomo, Rachel Maddow, Acosta, you know, Anderson Cooper, all of this is fucking, you know, opinion pieces. Okay. So, Money Fan 86, you live here, so he's your president as well, man. Yes, he is. If you live in America, he's your president. But all these media outlets, all these fucking, you know, guys out there spitting whatever the fuck, they're not telling you truths. They're not telling you shit that actually happened. They're telling you what they think that means. They're trying to interpolate the actual news outlet and spinning it in whatever fucking narrative that the bigwigs want them to push it in. I don't trust the fucking media at all, ever, anymore. It's so fucked up. Don Lemon, that motherfucker hasn't said fucking something true in like 8 fucking years, all right? Everyone's getting thrown under the buses, you know? I don't, like, there's people that are losing their jobs because there was a woman in somewhere that wore big fucking hoop earrings in 2008, and then she was fired from her job because only Latinas are allowed to wear big hoop earrings. And apparently that was her acting. She was, for Halloween, she was fucking Amy Winehouse or some shit. And all of a sudden that was a racist thing. Meanwhile, Jimmy fucking Kimmel could dress as Carl fucking Malone back in the day, and he still gets to keep his fucking job. It's all about who has more fucking influence over the masses, all right? So if you're a media outlet and you're a media anchor and you have lots of these people, you're not going to report news. Like, you have your local news, like, you know, CBS, Fox, NBC, every city has their main, you know, Channel 5, Channel 7, whatever the fuck, right? But if you go on to the national news outlets like MSNBC, Fox News, CBS News, CNN, those people, those anchors, don't tell you shit. They tell you the main narrative that they want to spin so they could get society behind whatever fucking ball is rolling in whatever fucking direction. They divide us. That divides fucking everybody. They don't tell you the fucking facts. It's not like they're the most partisan left versus right. This is how I feel about it, instead of telling you actual journalism, which is complete fucking bullshit. Now, I'm going to end on this note. I've been talking for 39 minutes, but whatever. I need to talk about something that actually fucking exists. Black blindness. Everyone wants to talk about, you know, Black Lives Matter and white privilege. Let's talk about black blindness. Everyone sees what they see on the news about this white cop killing this black guy. Yes, that's going to be fucking, it's important. I understand the fucking movement. I stand with Black Lives Matter. I never said black lives do not matter. But what about black on black crime? Chicago just had its biggest fucking death rate in the last fucking 60 years. What about black on black crime? What about the socioeconomic standing of how your politicians keep you in the fucking inner cities and urban cities and the socioeconomic standing of what schools your kids go to and your property taxes and how fucking literally what it's called a fucking ghetto. You know who knows ghettos? Jews. Yeah, we understand. So when it comes to the whole black blindness perspective, everyone's looking at systematic racism that doesn't fucking exist, or cops are all bad, which doesn't fucking exist, or white people are white privileged and they don't even fucking know it. What about where you live, your people, your background, your fight, your civil rights fight, black on black crime, socioeconomic standing, black fucking neighborhoods, kids growing up in drug riddled neighborhoods where they're fucking where they're raised by the fucking streets because their parents are either split up, they don't have them, or, you know, they're working two fucking jobs just to fucking provide. And who keeps you there? Your politicians keep you there. Your aldermen keep you there. Anybody that could leave a bad situation leaves a bad situation. The reason that people of color in poorer neighborhoods are the way they are is because they cannot get out of those fucking neighborhoods. They don't have the means. They don't have the money to get out of these societal fucking places because they can't afford the fucking suburbs or the high rises in the fucking main city of like Chicago or New York. And it's fucked up and it needs to fucking change. And I was going to say something else regarding that, but they can't go anywhere. So they're stuck there and they're raised by the streets. And these kids are bad kids. It's not that they're, you know, they don't have the opportunity to be good kids. It's just that they don't have any programs like the Boys and Girls Club or the YMCA. When you're raised by the streets, your fucking friends and peer pressure are a fucking bitch. Trust me. I know sociology. I fucking studied it. I studied criminology. It's a fucking shit show. They're being raised by the streets that want to take advantage of them in a horrible urban neighborhood. And businesses don't want to be there. What do you think is going to happen in like Minneapolis and all these places? Do you think Target's going to come back to that spot? You think that's going to happen? You think people that riot and loot and hold up fucking liquor stores and random fucking shops and stuff because they can't get a fucking job because they don't have a fucking education because the politicians and the fucking lawmakers put them in that spot and they just lived life the way they could? That's what you fucking got to worry about. That's what you got to fucking focus on. Don't worry about what the fuck white people are doing over here. You get to get the fuck out of where the fuck you are. Talk to your fucking lawmakers, you know? You got to build better societies for these young people that are their parents are working the best they can, but they can't fucking afford it, and gangbangers and shit like that. You get rid of the fucking cops, it's going to be worse. There's not going to be any fucking businesses in these places. And if you riot and you loot and you fucking, you know, you fall under this Antifa wave of these white motherfuckers setting shit on fire, and then, you know, people of color follow suit. These white people are on a fucking agenda of some bullshit. These people of color are just ignorant to the ways of, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. This is me fighting for a dream. This is justified violence in George Floyd's name. It's not justified violence. You're literally burning down your own fucking neighborhood that you're going to end up stuck in 20 years because you don't have the fucking education, you didn't have a job, and you didn't have the fucking guidance to get you out in the first fucking place. Pay attention to what fucking matters. And that's all I'm saying. Okay, delinquents? That's all. That's it. That's all I'm saying. But I need you guys to follow me, if you guys could follow me. Don't base any decision on race, religion, gender, sexual preference. We're all one fucking people. We're all one fucking army. We're all fucking Americans. And if you guys want to contact me, you can go to thegrayarea@gmail.com. Word. Beards and Barstool Banter just fucking shows up. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. But yeah, I'm going to post this. All right. So I'm sure once my followers hear this episode, they're going to come back at me because I'm going to miss something. Or I'm going to say something along a racial line that shouldn't have been said or something, but I apologize and I'll get back and I'll listen to it back and I'll be like, well, shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have said that. But I definitely got to post. And I got to say my sponsor now after all that shit. Might as well, because they pay me, right? Ballwash.com, guys. So if you guys are disgusting and you smell like complete ball sacks and ass cheeks, and you need fucking to clean yourself with colognes or something that was made in America without parabens, from head to toe, from pole to hole, from, you know, whatever, they got body washes, they got solid colognes, they got good head shampoo and conditioner. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. So if you go to ballwash.com and you fill your carts up with whatever the fuck you want, because they have literally everything for man's grooming needs, and you put into gray area, DAGRAYAREA, you get 15% off. Beards and Barstool Banter says, it's a rough dance, but what I heard sounded really solid, Sarge. And I appreciate it, buddy. I appreciate it. I keep listening to you guys too, and I love it. I love it. Also, I am part of Freaknet Studios, a conglomerate of four podcasts. This freaking show, Just Freaking Wrestling, Pretty Little Freaks, and of course, you are here, so hello, The Gray Area. You guys can contact me at thegrayarea.com. You can go to thegrayarea@gmail.com. You can follow my Facebook page. I'm on fucking Instagram and Twitter at thegrayarea1. And I even got a fucking TikTok because I don't have a life. I'm just kidding. I totally have a life. So I'm going to try to get in here as much as I possibly fucking can. Ball wash is good for women too. Nicole says ball wash is good for women too. Yeah. Gee, I have the good head shampoo and conditioner, and I'm probably going to restock it because she uses the shit out of it. So that's okay though. But as always, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you for listening. Tell your squad to follow my pod, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.